And now this is a dictation. For Susan Wilson, WILSON, November 2046. Addresses a letter to Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, follow up for Mrs. Wilson. Chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, hypertension. Last visit in March. Weight, appetite, stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Stable edema, more on the left comparing to the right. However, no cellulitis, no ulcers. No compressing stockings. Denied chest pain palpitations. Stable dyspnea. Denies the use of oxygen. No sleep apnea, orthopnea, PND. Minor lightheadedness, but denies syncope or falling episode. She is unsteady. Has followed with cardiology. She's been told about a silent heart attack. There are discussions about potential further intervention. They are concerned about her kidney problems. Medication list review on Eliquis, aspirin, Plavix was discontinued, on cholesterol management, insulin diabetes, on choric, amlodipine, benazepril. Today weight 150, previously 146, blood pressure 138.50 by nurse, coarse RALS basis, minor JBD, no pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, severe edema left more than right, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. She has done blood tests in May through Carson City, which I do not have access. I check on the computer, not available. We will obtain it. Previously, creatinine was 1.6 for a GFR of 33, stage 3B. At that time, electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus were normal. There was anemia, 11.2. Does have proteinuria at 1.2, grossly representing around 1.5 grams, non-nephrotic range. Previously reported normal ejection fraction, although this is many years back. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We will obtain labs from May. Next number, likely diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Next number, coronary artery disease with prior 5-vessel bypass surgery, previously preserved ejection fraction, and also prior stroke. Next number, atrial fibrillation anticoagulated. Next number. Kidney ultrasound, no obstruction. Incidental stone on the left sided, again no obstruction. No urinary retention. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis. Next paragraph, comments, I did not change pressing medications. We will advise adjustment based on new chemistries. She's back on ACE inhibitor exposure, monitor potassium creatinine. We will do anemia treatment for hemoglobin less than 10 as long as iron levels are acceptable. We will advise about diet for potassium and potential potassium binders as well as phosphorus binders. She is at risk for renal artery stenosis. Present blood pressure looks good. If kidney function change, we will assess further. Update iron studies for anemia. Alicia discussed with the patient end of dictation.